You're listening to the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio in downtown Chicago on 720 WGN.
I feel like Mary's doing too much traffic now. She's just on all the time.
like a Boy Scout.
What the hell's going on out here?
Sometimes
always prepared.
Sometimes they're just for me. Our friend David Hochberg's here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just here to spread the holiday cheer. And to bring a little Jew into this community here, because you're Jewish envy. So I'm here.
That is a great Christmas classic. Bring a little Jew into Christmas.
Absolutely.
That is an absolute Christmas
classic.
That's
my motto.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much.
Or as I like to call it, the least interesting Jewish holiday.
That's one way to look at it. My kids would disagree with you. It's their most interesting holiday.
Yeah, but the 8 days worth of gifts, you're not supposed to give them big stuff. You're supposed to give them stuff that makes them reflect.
Exactly. That's what we do. We give them Bibles. And we give them...
You give them Bibles?
No, we don't give them Bibles.
It's the wrong book, dude.
No, we give them... Well, the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
We give them little tchotchke stuff that they like. You know, Shopkins, whatever the hell those are. They're into that stuff.
Yeah.
And just to clarify, that's 8 days of Kwanzaa?
It's 8 days of Kwanzaa. Yes. Exactly.
When you were growing up, were you jealous of your Christian friends?
No. I thought it was kind of cool to see the tree. You know, we had the dreidel and the menorah, and they had the tree and all the garland and all the lights. So, no, it was good. I grew up in Des Plaines, so it was a good middle-class area. You know, everybody got along, and everybody celebrated everybody else's holiday. It was great.
And I've never met your wife because you don't want her to know who your friends are.
I don't want to have anything close to you because you have a tendency of stealing people's wives.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Is she part of the tribe?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, out of the box. Okay. The first one was a convert, and then the second one, I said, if I do this again, I don't know why the hell I would want to do it again, but if I find a woman that passes a Rorschach test, she's a Jew out of the box this time. Because, so that's what
such a romantic.
I'm just telling that's what I said. And, yep, so that's the way it works. And if this one doesn't work out, I'm buying a condo with Belmont and Halston, switching teams. So this is it. I'm done. I can't. I'll be broke, and I'll just be like, I'm just going to completely.
When David Hochberg is not solving your financial problems, he is doing love line.
Yes. Love advice. Relationship advice.
Yes.
Give me a call. Having a problem. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's your fault. Don't call me.
New show. Todd Manley. We're going to announce it. We don't even need Todd's clearance. Let's just do it. Saturday nights at 11 to 11:10.
People right will pose a problem.
Oh, really? 10 full minutes?
10 full minutes.
David will go, are you nuts?
That's David's entire...
What are you with him for?
That's David's entire volume of knowledge on women. 10
Todd,
minutes.
Todd just texted 8 minutes of commercials, so we're good.
Seems right.
It's about right. 30-second bumper. We're good. 1 minute of advice.
Before we talk about another very important and generous thing you're doing for our friends in the veterans community, let's talk about the guy sitting to your left, John DeCoss.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, the fact that you, along with helping Andrea and helping other people on the program, you also had a chance to sit down with John and his much more intelligent, much smarter wife, Jackie.
Amen to that. Yeah.
And
you guys, I'm right here.
And we know.
We're saying that.
And talk about his financials.
Right.
So you got a story you can tell around
it? Oh, yeah. I got a great story. So I've known John for about a couple of years. I saw him in the hallway when he was doing his, when you did the triple crown thing and the bolt thing. And I went up to him and said, I literally pee in my pants laughing and drive off the road every time you're on.
By the way, for a comedian, that's about the sweetest thing you could say.
Right, and I had him at hello. So ever since then, he's like, oh, I hear your stuff, you're great, everything. I'm like, great, okay, nice meeting you. Then I hop on a train and go home. So about 3 months ago, he saw me in the green room. He's like, hey, I need your help. I'd like to refinance. I said, great. Here's my number. You know, give me a call. I'm not going to chase after you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No prompting. I'm going to call you later today. I'm going to go home. Jackie's going to call you. 6 weeks, freaking crickets, okay? 6-8 weeks later, I come back. I see him. He's like, I'm going to see Saul. He's all nervous. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to chase your ass. You're going to call me.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to call you. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to call you. So he finally calls me. And I run his credit, and he's credit challenged. Okay, oh, he didn't realize how he thought. Oh, everything's good. We're gonna do this.
But it is an important part of the story because he told me without giving me the specifics that it was a couple of things that are seemingly small to most people that just trashes your credit.
Right. It's like getting hit by a CTA bus. Right. Like he had a couple of
We had a couple of medical things from years ago that we didn't even know were on the report.
Right.
That totaled up to like $300-something.
Right.
And before we knew it, boom, you know, our credit scores
How many points?
About 50 to 60 points.
50 to 60 points?
Yes.
And he doesn't even know it's on his credit report.
I'm like, what's this? He's like, what the heck are you talking about? He's like, I'm like, well, medical this, medical that. And he's like, well, that's from 2-3 years ago. I'm like, okay, well, it's 2-3 years ago. Here you go. And there was, I think, one parking ticket he valeted at, you know, someplace, and somebody parked it in front of a plug, and, you know, the valet guy, he gave him $20 to valet park your car, parks it in front of a fire hydrant. You get the ticket. He goes to get your card, rips up the ticket. You don't even know you have a ticket.
Right.
So, boom, all of this stuff compounded is driving him and Jackie's credit scores down.
Then if he wants to finance anything, he's got to go to Knuckles LaRue, you know, well, and 85% and pay the VIG.
Yeah.
Because we thought we were going to refinance that. We thought to roll over the student loans. And then we find out not only that, but it was the fact that we had a Kohl's card that was a $1,000 limit with 980, but it's like we're
fully
right to the
out.
End.
Right.
Yeah. We bought a new couch. The 1 year, you know, interest free, but we're right at the top of it.
And so talk about that for a second, because that was an education. The fact that credit doesn't mean max your credit.
Well, and the problem is when you do these 0% finance, because everybody's out there right now going crazy, right? You save your 15-20%. You open up a credit card, save 50% off your first offer. Great, no problem. They give you a $1,000 credit card. You put $995 against it. You're at 99.5% capacity. There goes your credit score about 30-40 points. If you're about ready to go buy a house or refinance your house, thanks for playing. You just jacked yourself up. You might have just disqualified yourself from refinancing like John and his wife did.
Okay, so the idea for a great credit score is to show you're a responsible adult who pays his bills, but that you also have margin of credit.
You have credit availability,
right.
And your credit utilization is always low. So what I always tell people is...
So it's there, it's available, but you're not tapping all of it.
You're not tapping all of it, and you're paying it on time.
Right,
okay?
Because
there was one time... You know, a bill went late, and I met with
our
John.
Mortgage. We I think once or twice during the year we delayed that,
and that's death, right?
Yes, done.
That's getting hit, but the
literally like a day. Your mortgage is due on the first, you send it in on the second.
No, if it's due on the first of December and you send it in on the first of January, that's bad. Okay,
right, but I'm saying you have that grace period. Anytime beyond the grace period.
As long as you pay it in the month that it's due.
Oh, really?
Yes. And you'll get dinged for the whatever they charge you
but
for the late
fee.
But
it's worse if you miss the month.
If you go into the next month, and a lot of people are like, well, I'll pay it on the 31st. Okay, 31st is a Sunday. The 30th is a Sunday. 31st is a holiday. And then
now
the 1st,
you're host.
Boom! Okay, you just got nailed. Okay. So always pay your bills.
Is that what happened to you?
No.
She's a Girl Scout selling cookies out at the corner.
I was his dream.
Oh my God! I wish I had everybody like Andrea.
You see,
again, I'm right here.
Well, I got Andrea over there. There's North Pole. Here's freaking South Pole.
But let me tell you this, and this is the most important thing. We delayed it. We kept waiting, and
you waited too much to call me.
Exactly. But here's the thing.
I was in the green room. You're like, I'm going to call you. I'm going to go home.
Wait a minute. How possibly if he could even have found you? You're so
I
hard
gave him my freaking number. I wrote it in like 16, 18 font. I'm like, even a guy that's got hearing impaired and sight impaired, you can hear the letters. They're so freaking loud.
He couldn't hear David.
No.
Until the fourth time he drove by the house that I realized there was it. But here's the thing. Ignorance is ignorance. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is mandatory. What he said, we're going to do this colonic on your credit. He predicted it. All of a sudden, we're getting all these people who want to give us our credit scores have increased.
Shut up.
Boom. All of a sudden, our mailbox is full. You need to talk to David now. Period.
I think that's
That's
the bottom line.
Well, it's like this. It's like putting the bucket of chicken down and picking up a bowl of vegetables. Okay, what's going to happen? You're going to lose weight and you're going to feel better. Shocking, right?
Yeah, I did eat the chicken, though.
I know. We still got to get you to put the bucket down. But that's a whole other story. We got to sprinkle veggies in there. But guys, but John is a perfect example of your listener. Okay?
Well, it's a perfect example of America.
Yes.
Well, and your listeners are a perfect example of America. This is a good segue, right?
Right.
Nice catch. But, you know, John, him and his wife didn't know what was going on. Oh, you know, they missed the mortgage payment. Okay, it happens. I said, was it done on purpose, or was it credit irresponsibility? And
right.
Jackie looked at me and said, we didn't know it was that big of a deal. And I'm just like, well, I'm here to tell you. Here comes the Clydesdales through your living room with the sled behind it and the dog on there, okay? With the Christmas bells.
Hold on a second.
Loaded with kegs of beer blowing right through your living room.
Why
the Budweiser Clydesdale.
Why be more specific?
Why are the Clydesdales at John's house?
So that's what happens when you miss.
Because he had chicken.
Because he had chicken and not the vegetables, and the Clydesdales
Plus
are suckers for chicken.
We had to give away both cars. We couldn't afford them, so now we have a slave.
So now he's got the Clydesdales pulling them all over.
The bottom line here is, because I want to come back and make sure we hit the charitable situation. The bottom line here is, he took you from being, and this is important.
Oh, very important.
He took you from being petrified.
Yes.
Paranoid.
Yes.
And procrastinating.
Avoiding. Yes.
Yeah, just avoiding dealing with
everything.
It. You go in, and in an hour,
yes,
he's got you on a path to change your world, and it's already different.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Within 60 days, his credit scores are at 40 points.
How many clients do you think you'd have if you stopped bringing Clydesdales into their houses?
Well, I used a Clydesdale analogy, and we used another part of the Clydesdale when I met with him and Jackie to talk about things.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Which I can't talk about on
the
radio.
No, you absolutely can't.
I can't. But, you know, I basically said, you know, if you do stuff, it'll work. If you don't do things, then you just wasted a 45 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Yeah.
I will help you if you enable me to help you.
Right.
If you're going to sit here and waste my time, great. Then I'll go on the radio and say what a bigger bust out you are because you took the advice, you had the advice, and you didn't use it. At least now they're implementing it.
Again, I'm right.
Back with more of David Hochberg.